A few years ago, I suffered serious injuries that completely lost my sight. I relearned my independence. I relearned to become working again. So I was awarded this two-bedroomed house. It's classed as a compact house because it's too small for a family to live in, and the box room is 1.5 by 3 metres. But it allowed me to then to have a guide dog. With the new bedroom tax, I lose every aspect of my life, not just I'll lose the guide dog, because I'll have to move out of the county because there's no one-bedroom flats here. So I've got to move completely out of the county. I'll lose my guide dog. I'll lose access to the blind centre. I'll lose access to the medical team that's been helping me for the past couple of years. I'll have all my friend network is here that support me. It's taken me years to learn all the pavements, how to get to shops and everything. And because you're also going to be hit with a council tax as well, it's an extra £320 a year. It's like a no-win situation.
The council tax element, you're talking about the changes that are going to come in where people on benefits are going to have to pay a contribution to council tax for the first time.
Yeah, I have to pay 25% for this area.
Right.
So it's not just, you'll have the bedroom tax and then you've got the council tax. Plus you've got the constant threat of having your DLA removed, because a lot of blind people are having their DLA removed now because we can walk. It doesn't matter if we can walk into something, because we can walk over a distance.
Mm. Were you aware of this discretionary housing fund that the government had given to local councils? Have you asked them for that?
Yeah, I contacted my MP, and the DHP is only available that you can only have 13 weeks help. After that, then you have to reapply, but you're not only allowed a limited time or limited amounts of times to reapply, 4 times in total, throughout how many years you need housing benefits. He contacted Lord Freud on my behalf to raise all the situation I was in. Lord Freud sent back a letter that was pretty standard, saying it was unfair, asking taxpayers to fund my lifestyle choices. And I'm thinking, how was being made blind a lifestyle choice?
Dan Scorer, what do you think of Leanne's case?
Well, I think her case highlights the tragic consequences that this really ill-thought-out policy is going to have for so many disabled people, forcing people out of their homes, away from the networks that support them, away from the services that they rely on. And potentially it's going to have huge knock-on costs in other areas that the government's not taking into account, like people needing more social care support because they've had to move to a new house in a new area, away from their friends, away from their family, away from the places that support them. So we have to hope now that we can take Ian Duncan Smith at his word, and that the department will rethink exactly these kind of issues and ensure that this policy doesn't have this devastating impact on disabled people.
There's also something else I've noticed. When I was looking at one-bedroom flats in other areas, they're £50 to £60 more than the rent I'm having on this house now. But yet I wouldn't be penalised for having a more expensive property.
Well, that's one of the anomalies that has been pointed out, that you could downsize, but you might end up charging the taxpayer, as it were, more rent.
Yeah.
When they put lifestyle choice in that letter, what do you genuinely think they were referring to the fact that you were made blind, or could they be referring to something else?
There was no reference to any of the issues that I had raised.
Right.
It was just a standard letter written back to me by Lord Freud, and there was actually no reference to the fact I was blind or how it was going to affect me. Mm. And so it really hurt, the fact that it was almost like he was flippant, because he hadn't even taken into account anything. It's like, it didn't matter. You still got a lifestyle that if you can't afford, it's your own fault.
And what do you think about the fact that there are families with not enough bedrooms in overcrowded situations who might be able to move in to your place if you were able to downsize and find a one-bedroom flat?
This is not family. They won't put families in this house because it's too compact.
Right.
But thing is, they say that, but then I fully understand why they want people to downsize, but they don't have the properties for people to downsize to. There's 660,000 people needing to downsize, and there's less than 4,000 smaller properties available for them to downsize to.